There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bills.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you in your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey. Steve Mahler's with me again today, and we are retirement specialists with Heisey Advisory Group. And here at Heisey Advisory Group, we believe that your best is yet to come, and you deserve to get good information so that you can make smart choices about your financial planning. After more than 25 years of helping families plan for their retirement, it's become clear to me that the financial industry as a whole, and Wall Street firms particularly, are failing American families just like you when it comes to your retirement planning. We're here to help you create your retirement roadmap. We believe you deserve advice based on your best interest. We believe that you should enjoy a path toward financial security in any economy, and you've worked your lives a long time, 30, 40 years, to become financially independent, and you deserve to enjoy the fruits of your labors. So sit back, take some notes, enjoy as we bring you down the retirement highway. You can reach out to us at 314-328-4400, or you can get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Today's show, we want to talk about how to declutter and simplify your retirement accounts. So I want you to picture this. We all have one of these drawers in the house. Might be in the kitchen. It might be somewhere in the house. Ours is in the kitchen, and it's this
drawer. How about multiple places?
Yeah, this drawer that accumulates everything. Otherwise known as the junk drawer, right? What are some of the things that you find in your junk drawer?
Stuff you would not expect to find all together, but maybe some loose tools.
Everybody seems to have a screwdriver,
in every drawer, yeah.
But you're looking for a Phillips screwdriver, and it happens to be a straight blade,
yeah,
right?
Always.
It seems to be never be the right one.
Looking in the wrong junk drawer.
Have you ever found a set of keys in your junk drawer and wondered what those are for, right?
Yeah, yeah. Batteries that generally don't work.
Batteries. We have all sorts of batteries, every imaginable type, but then when you pull them out to put them in something, they're dead.
We have more ink pens than any family in the history of the world. However, none of them work.
And super glue?
Yes. That's generally so dried out that you can't get the glue out of it, right?
Yeah. How about, we like to order out Chinese and you get all your little sauce packets that maybe have been in there for, 5 years or something, right?
Or chopsticks, maybe even in the same drawer.
Straws, right?
Yeah.
Those bendable straws, we probably have some of those in there. Here's one I found in ours, because we were actually cleaning ours out. Cell phone cables. From like 5 cell phones ago, right?
That don't fit anything that you have, not a single device.
I actually found an old disposable camera. You know, those disposable ones? I have no idea how long ago it was used, if it was used, if there's anything on there. And by the way, who even takes cameras to the
and has film developed
to get it developed,
yeah.
Right?
That's
so
funny.
There's all these things floating around in a junk drawer.
My parents used to call it Fibber McGee's closet. That was kind of the generation before us. It was instead of the junk drawer, it was the junk closet, and they called it Fibber McGee's closet. And I think Fibber McGee was some fictional character, and he had this closet. When you opened it up, everything just came, like it was on springs, just came flying out of the closet.
And so what in the world does any of this have to do with retirement planning? It's a correlation that we have found. Many of you have been doing your dutiful job of saving money, accumulating your wealth for the last 30 or 40 years. You've had multiple jobs. You've had multiple 401ks. And next thing you know, you've got a whole bunch of different accounts spread all over the place with a lot of different assets, different investments, and it looks like a financial junk drawer.
But what we sometimes
and nothing's
call,
working together.
Yeah, so sort of the hodgepodge of investments that are, like you said, spread around. No real rhyme or reason why you have all these things in all these different places. And as you get older and accumulate more of these things in this junk drawer, it just gets harder and harder to keep track of.
And so why are we talking about this? Why is this important? Because when you enter retirement or you get close to retirement, you need to bring everything together into a comprehensive, a cohesive plan. And the more stuff that you have scattered about in your financial junk drawer, it means, number one, you're probably not keeping track of it all. You're probably not paying attention to all of it. You're probably paying a lot more in fees, because you have all these small accounts scattered all over the place, additional fees. If you're trying to replicate similar strategies, it might mean that you're replicating that strategy in 10 different accounts, which, if you're paying transaction costs, are going to drive your fees up a lot. So reducing fees can happen when you do some consolidation.
You know, if you're getting out to RMD age, 70 and a half, and you've got accounts spread all over the place, it is not unreasonable to think that you might miss something that's kind of hanging out there and make a mistake in calculating your RMDs. So there's a huge benefit. RMDs, again, required minimum distributions that kick in when you're 70 and a half on your qualified retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, IRAs. And if you've got those spread around at different places, we've talked about this before, please do not mess up your RMDs, because the penalty is substantial. It's 50% and plus the tax that you would still owe. So if you've got things spread around, the likelihood that you could miss something that could cause you to miscalculate that RMD, I think, goes up. You know, the chance of that goes up.
So what that means to you is, in your earlier years, you might be able to handle multiple accounts like that. As you get closer to retirement, as you start to focus in creating a plan, because step number one in creating a plan for retirement is an income plan. And if you have 10 or 12 different accounts, are you going to take income from each one of them? How are you going to structure your income? Because you need to look at taxes. When it comes to creating an income plan, you need to look at managing volatility. When it comes to creating an income plan, doing that in one location makes all of that so much easier. And then as you get further into retirement, like Steve, what you were saying is, you're concerned about required minimum distributions, and you're going to learn that, yeah, you don't want to miss those. Those penalties are pretty stiff. So starting to look at uncluttering and simplifying some of your investment accounts, you can take 403Bs, you can take 401Ks, you can take IRAs, you can combine and consolidate them. And the best way to do that is always to do direct transfers, custodian to custodian, so that you don't touch the money. Because the IRS is okay with you changing custodians. They're just much more concerned when you actually put your hands on the money. They only allow you to do that as a rollover once a year.
And the other thing, too, is we find many of you out there at this stage of your life and are looking to potentially change this. But what if you're a do-it-yourselfer, somebody that kind of manages your assets on your own? The more you have stuff spread all around the place, it gets harder to keep track of it all. It gets harder to make sure that, you know, you've got some cohesiveness as to, you know, what's the purpose of all these different accounts spread around, and how are you getting them to work together? And once you start to declutter and you can start to do some of this consolidation, Ken, that you were just referring to, I think if it's your intent to still be a do-it-yourselfer and self-manage, I think you'll be glad that you did it, because I think it makes it a lot easier to do.
So what we're trying to help you look at is if you're the person that is out there and you have all these multiple accounts and you're wondering, gosh, you know, how do I begin to pull this together? Do you even know about all the multiple accounts? One of the fascinating things that I found is that when you look at assets that are kind of floating out there in Never Never Land, unclaimed assets, many of those are old 401k plans that people forgot they had because maybe it wasn't a large amount. Maybe they've moved. So as you consider the time it takes to file statements, those of you that still get paper statements, many of you have gone to electronic statements, but I know many of you still get paper statements. There's a lot of additional filing that has to be done. There's a lot of keeping track of those accounts that has to be done. And when you start to consolidate, it frees up more of your time. And I've always said, when you retire, your investment portfolio should be boring. Your life is what should be exciting. And to free up more time to do the things you want to do, as opposed to worrying about multiple accounts. And if that's something that is hitting home to you today, and you'd like to look at the possibility of trying to consolidate multiple accounts, that's where we can help you. Just pick up the phone, give us a call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Come on and sit down with Steve, sit down with me. We'll have some conversations about your overall goals, your dreams, your personal vision for your retirement. That's our number one concern. And then helping you support and create that income plan to drive the cash flow that's going to replace your paycheck, to help you build and consolidate an investment plan that is going to be there in a structured manner to support your income plan, and then do all of that in a tax-efficient manner. So what that does is it gives you more peace of mind, more confidence in your plan, and eventually what it means is that if you have a lot more time to do the things you want to do and enjoy a much more successful retirement. So again, the number 314-328-4400. Give us a call today.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. We started talking in the first segment about the junk drawer that we all have in our house. And actually, the idea and the concept for that came up because Lori and I are doing a remodel job on our house. And in order to do that, we had to move out for 6 months. And in the process of moving out, the storage room turned out to be kind of a junk drawer. But I focused in and I found that one drawer in our kitchen that had all this stuff. And as we're going through trying to figure out what to keep, what to throw away, we found like five different sets of keys. How many of you have found a set of keys in your junk drawer and you wonder, gosh, I wonder what those were from? We actually found a set of keys. I think it was one of our son's buddies that lost his keys about 5 years ago. I think we found them in that drawer.
Yeah, he probably doesn't need those anymore.
He probably doesn't have the car anymore either. we talked about pens. How many pens do you have in there? And of all those pens, only one or two of them probably work. We talked about super glue, old glue bottles. How many times have you gone back to an old glue bottle in your junk drawer and it's all dried out, right? We have a lot of old stuff in there. We might have tacks, might have a flashlight, right? Maybe you have a measuring tape, but you've got all these things, and it's just a catch bin for whatever you want to throw into it. And unfortunately, I think through the financial service industry, we start to find a lot of investors that have financial junk drawers. Sometimes it's unintentional, meaning that we've just, they say baby boomers, by the time they're age 50, will have potentially 12 different jobs, which means you could potentially have 12 different small IRA, 401k accounts. And sometimes you lose track and you end up just having multiple accounts. Sometimes it's maybe the investor or maybe it's your advisor that has you in a lot of different mutual funds, and your portfolio looks like a junk drawer of mutual funds.
And I remember also this time, and I still hear it a little bit even now, where people would say things like, I don't want all my eggs in one basket, and not meaning necessarily an investment basket, but maybe with an investment institution. So rather than having all of their accounts consolidated with an independent advisor or at one of the big financial institutions, they feel like they're better off somehow having accounts spread out at all these financial institutions. And over time, that just simply gets away from you, and you don't realize that you have things so spread out and so disjointed.
And it makes it tough to really keep track of beneficiaries. I think that's one of the areas that a lot of advisors don't focus on. Let's face it, financial people don't get paid to keep your beneficiaries up to date. But it is part of the duty of what should be done. And the more accounts that you've got spread out, making sure and keeping track of your beneficiary designations, making sure they're current, making sure you've updated all of them. We see a lot of you that come in, and when we dig into not only what's in the accounts as far as investments, but looking at beneficiaries of the accounts, we find a lot of the beneficiary designations are not matching consistently. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's unintentional. Making sure that you have things maybe orchestrated better. The older you get, the simpler, the better it is for your beneficiaries. Let's face it, eventually when we do pass on and leave this earth, if we have some assets, they're going to go to our family. And if our family has a dozen different accounts that they're trying to pull together and figure out, it makes it pretty tough for them as well.
And the other thing I was thinking, too, as you enter retirement, some people want to maybe get a second home or maybe move altogether and maybe go live on the beach or go live in the desert somewhere, get away from this fantastic St. Louis weather that we have. And so the more stuff you have spread all around, the harder it is to corral all that back together and make sure you get your addresses changed. Oh. We've had people come in and
sure.
said, guess what I found? I found in a drawer this statement on an account I forgot I had, and you know what? It's got my old address on it.
Or worse yet, we find a time when you come into the office and you tell us, yes, I've met with an attorney, I have a trust, but then we look at your statements and your accounts are jointly owned instead of trust owned, and it's just because those statements have kind of been sitting in your financial junk drawer and you haven't gotten them updated to your trust. But I want to take just a moment, because I haven't done this for a while. I want to do a kind of a selfish little plug. Hopefully it'll be of benefit to you, because if you're listening to the show, you're probably looking for some financial information. That's what the show is all about. And At the end of the year last year, Lori and I published our first book. And so I want to make sure that you're aware of it. It's called Your Retirement Highway, How to Set Your Finances on Cruise Control. I think a great little read if you're looking for some relatable stories and information about retirement planning. You can get that on Amazon.com. It's available for purchase on paperback, and it's also available for downloads to your Kindle. If you do pick up the phone and give us a call at 314-328-4400 and come into the office and sit down and meet with us, we'll give you a complimentary copy when you come into the office as well. So another great resource for retirement information.
You just have to promise us that you're not going to put the book in your junk drawer.
There you go. Or your book collection junk drawer.
Because we have those too. Yeah.
So again, we're talking about this today because as you go through life, life just kind of seems to happen. And you move at a pace, you're maybe changing jobs and everything's going along. You're focused on today, you're focused on bringing home your paycheck, you're focused on pumping money into your retirement. You're trying to get to that point. But as you start getting in that red zone, that last 5 years before retirement or those first 5 years into retirement, really looking at bringing all this back together and pulling it together, consolidating, simplifying, and creating a comprehensive, cohesive plan for your income, for your investments, for your tax planning, for your healthcare planning, and your estate planning is really, really critical. That's what's going to give you the confidence to enter retirement and not be constantly looking over your shoulder saying, gosh, you know, did I miss this? Did I miss that? What if the market crashes? What if tax rates go up? You have a plan in place so that you can go on and enjoy life and do the things you want to do. Travel, grandkids, volunteer, whatever it might be.
I mean, that's clearly what the end objective is, right? So you've worked all these years to get to the point where you want to go and do all these things that you've been saving up, you know, time and money to be able to do in retirement. And if you've got things that are so cluttered and so disorganized and disjointed that you haven't sort of wrapped a plan around, it's going to make it a lot more difficult for you to really feel like you have the confidence to go out and really do the things you want to do, knowing that you've got stuff organized. So, you know, again, we talk about this all the time. I think these are just simple things that sort of play into this whole concept of you need to have a plan as you're entering retirement because it's going to make your life a lot easier and allow you to increase the chances that you're going to have a successful and, more importantly, a fun and enjoyable retirement. That's what our objective is.
And that's really what retirement's supposed to be. I joked last week, about a new word, repurposement, right, as opposed to retirement. And you're looking to repurpose your life in a much different fashion than you have during your working years. And you might be looking for someone to help you through that process. That's what me and Steve do. We do it on a regular basis. And we walk through this process with people and help them create a comprehensive plan. If that's something you're looking for, reach out. Give us a call at 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400. If you're already part of our firm here at Heisey Advisory Group, you know the process that we go through, and you know how good it feels to have gone through a comprehensive process. If you haven't had an exposure to us, this is a great way to take a look. Get a second opinion on what you're doing right now. You may find the second opinion validates everything you're doing and you keep doing it the way you're doing it. You may find the second opinion gives you a lot of insight to things that you didn't know or you weren't aware of. So to do that, again, just give us a call, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back. Wanted to kind of give you another idea of how to look at this consolidation or this, what we call the financial junk drawer. Went to the symphony the other week, and you know, you get there early and you get your seat and you're settled in and you're listening to all these instruments and they're all doing their own warm-ups. You've got the trumpets doing their thing. You got the French horns doing their thing. You got the violins, the cellos, the old string bass, boom, 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 right? You've got the percussions that are doing all their own different things. And so you've got all these people with all these instruments doing their own thing, warming up, and it sounds
horrible.
It's like, oh my gosh, where are the earplugs? Why did we get here so early? Why do we have to listen to this? And then all of a sudden, this guy came out in this tuxedo-looking outfit. He's got this stick that's, what, about 18 inches long maybe or so. And he stands up at the podium in front of everybody, and he taps it, and everybody stops. And then next thing you know, they're all playing, but they're playing together. And it's beautiful music. And I look at what made the difference. 5 minutes ago, they were all playing, and it sounded awful. One person comes out, gets everybody's attention, coordinates the efforts, and next thing you know, the music's beautiful. Folks, that's what we do day in and day out. We are the financial conductor. We help you take all these things that you've got going that are kind of running in the background doing their own thing, and we bring that together into a comprehensive, cohesive plan to make beautiful music for your retirement plan. And when you have beautiful music, you enjoy it, and that's what we want for your retirement, is to enjoy that like you would a beautiful symphony.
And so how do you make that beautiful music? You pick up the phone and you call us at 314-328-4400, and you're going to come in and we're going to look at ways to help ease the management of your investments, help reduce fees. We're going to make sure you're not missing your RMDs. We're going to free up your time, hopefully. We're going to help make it easier to update your addresses, put some things in place that make it easier for your beneficiaries. We want to make beautiful music. So call us, 314-328-4400. Come on in, sit down with us at Heise Advisory Group. Let us make your symphony sound better.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.